This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Grade Level. It is an individual activity and is part of the How Do We Know What We Know lesson in the Natural Texas and Its People unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Has this ever happened to you? You're sitting in your social studies class, listening to your teacher tell you something that happened hundreds of years ago. You think, but how do we really know? Your teacher wasn't there. Where did we get the information? How do you think we discover information about the past? Write your answer below. Repeating the question. How do you think we discover information about the past? Write your answer below. Artifacts. History is a record of human activities. For thousands of years, people have walked the earth doing normal, great, or even terrible things. Over the course of their lives, people create evidence of their actions. Whenever someone painted on a stone, carved a wooden bowl, or made a tool, they were leaving clues for future generations to learn from. We call these objects that they created artifacts. These items could be used in many different ways, like for meals, self-defense, or even art. No matter how they were used, we can learn about past people from the artifacts they left behind. Question 1. The best definition of an artifact according to the passage is A. A natural resource produced by the earth that people can use. B. Any item created by past people that we can learn from now. C. Items people used for necessary activities like eating and shelter. D. Things past people created for entertainment or enjoyment. Repeating question 1. The best definition of an artifact according to the passage is A. A natural resource produced by the earth that people can use. B. Any item created by past people that we can learn from now. C. Items people used for necessary activities like eating and shelter. D. Things past people created for entertainment or enjoyment. Question 2. Circle all items that would be considered artifacts. A. Paintings on a cave wall. B. Animal bones. C. A shell necklace. D. A raspberry bush. E. A deerskin blanket. F. A child's toy. Repeating question 2. Circle all items that would be considered artifacts. A. Paintings on a cave wall. B. Animal bones. C. A shell necklace. D. A raspberry bush. E. A deerskin blanket. F. A child's toy. Question 3. Think about the types of things you make, buy, or use now. Future people might study these objects to learn about our society. Give an example of an artifact that you might leave behind. What could future people learn about you from that object? Repeating question 3. Think about the types of things you make, buy, or use now. Future people might study these objects to learn about our society. Give an example of an artifact that you might leave behind. What could future people learn about you from that object? Primary sources. What is a primary source? One really helpful type of artifact we can learn from is called a primary source. Primary sources provide us with a firsthand account of an event from the past. They are materials created by people who were actually alive during the time the event took place. In contrast, secondary sources are secondhand accounts. They are materials created by people who were not alive at the time to experience the event. Often, secondary sources are created by referencing or using primary sources. Directions. Read each example of a source below. Write P next to examples of primary sources, and S next to examples of secondary sources. A textbook in your classroom about Texas history. An autobiography about Abraham Lincoln. A letter from George Washington to his wife. A newspaper article from 2001 about the events of 9/11. A photograph taken by a soldier serving in World War II. A student book report on ancient Egypt. A local newspaper article from 2024 about the 100th anniversary of a town festival. A journal entry from a Spanish explorer sailing to North America in 1585. Notes from an interview of someone who lived through the Great Depression in the 1930s. Repeating the examples. A textbook in your classroom about Texas history. An autobiography about Abraham Lincoln. A letter from George Washington to his wife. A newspaper article from 2001 about the events of 9/11. A photograph taken by a soldier serving in World War II. A student book report on ancient Egypt. A local newspaper article from 2024 about the 100th anniversary of a town festival. A journal entry from a Spanish explorer sailing to North America in 1585. Notes from an interview of someone who lived through the Great Depression in the 1930s. Using primary sources to understand an event. Primary sources can help us understand what happened in the past, what people in that situation thought, and how they felt at the time. Primary sources are like small windows into the past. While primary sources offer a lot of benefits in helping us understand the past, we should be aware that they aren't perfect. Imagine this. You're walking down the hall on your way to your next class period. Suddenly, you hear shouting farther down the hall, and you see a lot of sudden movement. You can't tell what's going on, but it looks like there's a problem between some students. When you get to your next class, you hear your classmates talking about what happened. Someone says there was a fight, and a student you know started it. Another student says, actually, a different student started it. A third student says there wasn't really a fight, they were just messing around. All three students were there, but they each have their own point of view about what happened. Maybe one of them had a better view than the others. Maybe one of them didn't like the student they accused of starting the fight. When our own opinions influence our point of view, that is called bias, and it can affect the story we tell. Question 1. What is the best definition for the term bias? A. The facts. B. Additional information. C. Irrelevant information. D. Opinion. Repeating question 1. What is the best definition for the term bias? A. The facts. B. Additional information. C. Irrelevant information. D. Opinion. Question 2. How did bias influence how the students talked about the incident in the hall? A. Everyone experienced the same thing. B. Some students had different ideas about the event. C. Many students didn't care about the truth. D. All answers are correct. Repeating question 2. How did bias influence how the students talked about the incident in the hall? A. Everyone experienced the same thing. B. Some students had different ideas about the event. C. Many students didn't care about the truth. D. All answers are correct. Question 3. How could we get the most accurate account of what happened in the hall? A. Gather as much information as possible from many people. B. Listen to the people I know more than anyone else. C. Assume that only the people involved will tell the truth. D. We can never get an accurate account of the past. Repeating question 3. How could we get the most accurate account of what happened in the hall? A. gather as much information as possible from many people. B, listen to the people I know more than anyone else. C, assume that only the people involved will tell the truth. D, we can never get an accurate account of the past. Directions. Read each statement about primary sources. Place a check mark in the correct box, demonstrating whether each statement is a benefit or drawback of using primary sources. 1. Primary sources usually present only one person's point of view of an historic event. Benefit or drawback. 2. Primary sources give us a first-hand account of an event. Benefit or drawback. 3. Primary sources help us understand past people's experiences. Benefit or drawback. 4. Primary sources often contain biases that don't reflect the whole truth. Benefit or drawback. Writing exercise. Directions. Using the statements above or your own statement about primary sources, write a complete sentence explaining the benefits and drawbacks of using primary sources. Example sentence structure. Primary sources are helpful because they provide us with a first-hand account of an event. However, we should be aware that they also might present only one point of view. Repeating directions. Using the statements above, or your own statement about primary sources, write a complete sentence explaining the benefits and drawbacks of using primary sources. Example sentence structure. Primary sources are helpful because they provide us with a first-hand account of an event. However, we should be aware that they also might present only one point. Evaluating primary sources. Directions. Complete the chart below by using the images of Native American artifacts to make inferences about the early Texas people. Figure 1. Indian petroglyphs, the portal to Texas history. What can we infer about the artifact or the people who created it? What questions do we have about the artifact or the people who created it? Figure 2. Elongated, rectangular, buckskin beaded Indian bag, the portal to Texas history. What can we infer about the artifact or the people who created it? What questions do we have about the artifact or the people who created it? Figure 3. Indian artifacts from the Buddy Webb family, the portal to Texas history. What can we infer about the artifact or the people who created it? What questions do we have about the artifact or the people who created it? Important note. Most early American Indian tribes of North America passed down information orally or by word of mouth. For this reason, there is not much written information from the past to tell us their story from their own point of view. We have learned some of what we know from artifacts like the ones pictured above. Question to consider. What do you think is one of the difficulties of only using artifacts to study past people? This concludes the worksheet grade level for the How Do We Know What We Know lesson.